Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Just close your eyes for a moment. Just picture the throne room of heaven. The Almighty Living God is seated on His throne. The living creatures, the elders, the whole host of heaven bow down, they're worshipping. The sound would probably blow our eardrums if just the volume, the sound, the heart, the worship that is taking place. And when we here on earth worship the living God, we're joining in with the whole host of heaven as to what is going on around the throne right now. As we know, worship is far more than singing songs with words and music. Worship is what rises from our lives, from our hearts. Worship is what rises from this temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit, where God has made His home, where God resides, where God abides. It's, we are the worshippers. We are the living stones. His life in us is the bread of life. His life in us is an overflowing life. And what I believe God wants us to do this morning is to respond and actually come to the altar, if we can put it that way. Not that this stage or anything like that's an altar, but it's like a response coming down to the front, filling the space and the aisles to say, Father, I want to come to that spiritual altar. I want to lay my life down before You. I want to worship You, want to glorify You, want to engage my body, my mind, my heart, everything that I am to minister to You, to glorify You. So if You want to come out of your rows, come out of your seats and just come down the front, let's fill this space, let's be together. And let's engage at a whole nother level. Let's not just acknowledge God because it's a Sunday morning. We don't just come to worship the King on a Sunday. He's called us to be kingdom people, to worship the King 24/7. It's a relationship. We're part of a kingdom that is not of this earth. We're part of an everlasting kingdom. And we're here as His heirs, as His ambassadors, as His sons and daughters. We're here this morning to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So let's just come to the altar, as it were. A place together where we're going to lift our hearts, lift our lives, lift our voices. We're going to worship Him and just cut loose this morning. Don't be silent. Worship, you cannot worship in silence. Worship is something where there has to be an expression, there has to be a release. And we are worshipers. Just release this morning. Just release, release, release. We're not waiting for the Holy Spirit to do something. The Holy Spirit's going to respond to what we do this morning. So as you just let fly this morning, as you release your worship, as you begin to adore Him and give Him adoration, the Holy Spirit's going to begin to be released in you and amongst us. But let's really honor Him today. Let's give to Him today. Let's glorify Jesus. is your life eternal. He is the living water, that overflowing life in you this morning. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is your life today. He is that abundant life, that overflowing life in you today. He's the bread of life. He's your food. He's everything you need. You'll find everything you need in Him, because He is your bread. He is your food. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the everlasting life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the eternal life. He is life. He is life. He is life. Outside of Him, there is no life. That's why He brings us from death to life. We cross over from death to life. So we now have His life. We're now living in His life. And He wants to release more and more the fullness of His life in us, the abundance of His life in us, that overflowing life in us, so that we live in His fullness. We live in that abundance. We live that overflowing life in Him. Jesus, Jesus. Just call out His name this morning. Just lift up His name this morning. Like you're so dependent on Him. There's nothing outside of Him that is going to meet your need. It's going to fulfill you in your life. It's going to solve anything. Everything is found in His name, because Jesus is alive. He is your life. He is our life. Just lift His name this morning, the name of Jesus. Just lift His name this morning. Jesus, 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 you are my salvation. You are my healing, Jesus. You're my life today, Lord. Oh, you're everything I need. Just lift your voice, lift His name, proclaim His name over your life, over your marriage, over your family, over your home, over your workplace. We're exalting Him over our towns, our region, our nation. The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Jesus, your name, your name. Whenever God works in our lives, He always gives His best. He never gives half measures. He never does an incomplete work. He always completes what He sets out to do. He always does the best in our lives. He doesn't withhold from us and say, well, I'd only tease you a little bit. No, He says, I've come to give you life, and life in all its fullness, life in abundance. Then when He pours His Holy Spirit out, He lavishes that. He pours, He saturates. It describes in Ephesians 1 His grace. He lavishes us with His grace. Lavishes, lavishes us with His grace. He's a lavishing God. He's an over-the-top God. He loves to lavish, to pour out. He loves to do the very best in our lives. So let's offer ourselves this morning afresh to Him. It's been a pretty full-on year. As we come up to the close of the year, this Christmas time, God knows that in our lives we need to be refreshed. So we're not trying to onerously give ourselves. We're just laying ourselves, our lives before Him, saying, Father, I want to give you the very best of who I am. I just want to give you the very best of who I am. Everything is yours, Jesus. My life belongs to you. And I want to honor you in every area of my life. I give you my body afresh. Just give Him your body. Some of you, as you give Him your body afresh this morning, God's healing grace is going to come into your life. As you surrender your body afresh, this body that is a temple of the Holy Spirit, a place where He abides and remains and resides, He inhabits. As you give Him, just even if you've got aches and pains, illnesses, give Him all of that lot right now. Give Him all the stuff. Give Him your body afresh this morning. Father, I give you my body. It doesn't matter how old you are. You could be feeling it a little bit. You could have some issues going on. You might say, well, that's just because I'm getting older. Well, God loves to renew your youth like the eagles. He loves to renew your youth. You don't have to have an achy, aging body in that sense. God wants your body to function in a healthy way. He wants your life to be liberated and free. He wants you to live blessed in every area. So as you give him your body, Father, I surrender my body to you afresh today. I thank you for your healing power, your healing grace. If that's what you need, just thank him. Kidneys. Somebody's got some kidney issues, and as you give him that kidney issue, you can even feel now the pain subsiding. The ache is leaving your kidneys, the sides, and what you know has been going on. Father, I thank you for your healing power as people just surrender their bodies afresh to you right now. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just cycles of sickness, just give them over to the Lord now. Maybe some of you have had things like, well, my parents had that and this and that and the other. Just cut all that off right now. I don't live under that any longer. I'm a new creation. I'm a new person in Christ. I don't come under hereditary stuff any longer. Father, I thank you for your healing grace in my body, in my life. I thank you in my body right now. Just surrender afresh. My body belongs to you. I want it to be, Father, a place of habitation. Not just a place where you visit to meet with me, but a place where you inhabit and abide and remain. Father, I want to be a presence carrier. I want to carry your presence everywhere I go. Father, I want you to, if you like, I want you to bleed out of me. I want you to leak out of me. I want your life to leak out of me, God. I want your life to leak out. I want to be so full and overflowing of who you are. I want your life to leak out of every fiber of my being, every pore of my being. Your presence, who you are, your life to pour out of me, Jesus. I want to be that presence carrier, a fragrance carrier. Wherever I go, the fragrance of Christ just leaks out, permeates out, floods out in my home, in my family, in my workplace, in my friends. Wherever I go, Father, your overflowing life to flood out, to flood out, to flood out. Oh, just tell him that. If that's what's on your heart, just tell him that. Let it be a cry for a few moments from your heart. Even if you're saying the same thing over and over, it's like, yes, Father, that's what I want. I want my life to be flooded with you, to be leaking you, to be oozing you everywhere. That's what I want. Don't go by your feelings this morning. Don't think, well, I don't feel that prayer. If that's what's in your heart, say, I'd love to be like that. Then just express it. Speak it out, speak it out, speak it out. As you speak it out, it breaks off the emotionally driven things that can try and shape us and hold us back. But really what is rising up is that desire within you. Jesus, I want you to flood this temple, this body with your presence. I want you to ooze and leak and flood out of my life. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's a lady here, and you've been fearful about getting cancer in your pancreas. I don't know whether you've had some tests or are about to have some. But just wherever you are, just lay hands on your body. Nobody else is looking around. Wherever you are, just lay hands on your front of your stomach, just below there. Just lay hands on you right now. Father, I thank you for your healing grace in that lady now. We just command healing. We just take authority over every fear that says you're going to have this because of whatever reasons. We break that fear right now in the name of Jesus. You're not going to live under any fear or threat or lie or whatever from the enemy. So just be healed right now. Receive your healing. As you're in the presence of God right now, as you've been saying, God, I want your life to flood out of me. I even want it to flood into that area of my life so that I don't have anything like that. And the power of his life overcomes everything that is not of his life. And his life overcomes cancer. His life overcomes any fear of something like that. Because the power of his life is greater that any sickness, any cancer, any negativity, His life in you is more powerful today. More powerful today. More powerful tomorrow. More powerful every day. Because He is life. He's the giver of life. He is health. He is healing in your life. So we rebuke every cancer. We rebuke every sickness. We rebuke every infirmity, every cycle of sickness going on in anybody's person right now, in their bodies now. And I command health and life and healing into people's bodies now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We thank You. We praise You. You can just draw on Him this morning. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. We haven't come down to get stuff from God. We've come forward to minister to Him, to offer our lives to Him. We're saying, Father, I'm just ministering to You this morning, worshiping You. And as You worship Him, He's like, as You minister to me, I'm going to minister to You then. As You worship me, I'm going to just flow back and I'm going to reciprocate. As You minister to me, I'm going to minister to You. Some of you need some peace in your mind. You need some that shalom, that total well-being. Some of you, you've been rattled by some things. There's some stuff going on. Been uneasy in yourself, in your inner being. You've been kind of anxious and there's anxiety there. And God just wants to flood you now with His peace, with His total well-being. So as you're before Him now, whatever that anxiety is, whatever's been going on, just give it to Him now. Just hand it over to Him. That fear of something, that anxiety, practical circumstances going on around your life, in your life, whatever they are. Just hand them over, Father. I just give You the anxiety. Father, where I have taken that on and I've moved from that place of living in Your rest and I've moved over to live in that place of self where I'm trying to handle it. I've taken it on board. I'm beginning to worry and get fretful and stressful. Just hand all of that over to Him right now. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the need, whatever the situation, Father, I give that to You. I thank You. I don't have to try and live with it myself. Thank God, I don't have to carry. It's become a burden on my life. And so I hand that burden over to You right now. For one or two of you, it's about your children. There's some things going on with your kids. And some, for a couple of you, it's become a burden about your children. What is happening in their lives? And you just need to hand them over to the Lord. Say, Father, I just want to give my son back to You, my daughter back to You. I've taken upon my own shoulders. It's become a burden. Not they have become a burden. But what's going on in their lives have become a burden. And God sees the heart that you have for your child. And He says, give Me the burden. Just let Me carry that. Let Me carry that. Because every burden I give is light. And every yoke I give is easy. I don't give heavy burdens that weigh you down. And when you have a heavy burden that tries to come on you, give Me that heavy burden and I'll shoulder it. I'll carry it. And in replacement, I'll give You my total well-being, my peace. I'll give You my word. I'll speak into the situation so that You know everything is well. The outcome will be good. So if you have anything, just hand it over. Father, I give You that burden. I give You my son. I give You my daughter. There's one or two other relatives that people have where there's a burden that's just happening at this moment. Could be a parent, something not going well, one of them might be ill or whatever it might be. Just give Him the burden now. He is the burden carrier. That's why He went to the cross. On the cross, He took every burden with Him to the cross and dealt with it all so that we know we're not designed to carry burdens. We're not created to carry burdens. We're not supposed to carry burdens. God knows as people we can't handle burdens. We can't carry stuff like that. That's why He says, I've taken it. I take every burden. I take every burden. I take every burden. So that you don't have to. So that when something tries to come on you, you can come to Me and say, Father, here it is. I release it to You. I give it to You. And by doing that, you're saying, Father, I put my trust in You. I put my trust in You. Some of you are like, Father, I just don't know if I can. Can I really trust You? Can I really trust You? And it's like the Lord saying to you, hey, child, son, daughter, I created the heavens and earth, the earth. Before you were around, I created the heavens and the earth. I formed you in your mother's womb. I knitted you together in your mother's womb. Intricately, while you were there, I was there with you, forming, shaping you, designing you. When you were born, I was right there the day you were born. As you were growing up, I was there all the time. I know you, I know you, I know you. You can trust me. My word is holding everything in place. The whole universe is held in place by the power of my word. If the world is spinning around the sun, along with many other planets, it's only spinning around and being sustained because of the power of my word. So if my word can sustain the whole universe, if my word can hold the sun in place and spin the earth and the other planets around, surely, as you give me that burden, that scenario, that situation, you say, Father, I can trust you. Oh, Father, I trust you. And as you hand it over, just thank him for the breakthrough. Just thank him for the breakthrough. He's saying to you this morning, no matter what you need, you don't have to try and get the breakthrough. It's already been won on the cross. The breakthrough was already won for you on the cross. So as you hand over the burden, the scenario, the situation, the sickness, the need, the lack, whatever it is going on at the moment in and around your life, whatever it is, as you hand it over to him right now, just thank him for the breakthrough. Thank him for the release. Thank him for the release. Thank you for the release of my health and healing. Thank you for that burden being lifted off about my son and my daughter, about my parent, my relative, my friend. I thank you for that peace and total well-being. It's like a couple of people, it's like you've had a vice grip on your mind recently, and it just feels like that you've been under pressure and there's been stress, and in your mind it just feels like you've got a vice grip there, and it just feels like everything's tight and been really and you've been thinking about some stuff you've never thought about before. It's not total depression, but it's a form of it that's seeking to try and suppress you and take a hold of you. And you, there's times you think, why am I thinking like that? But I can't shake it. And this morning, right now, as you give that to him, God breaks off that vice grip now. He breaks it off right now. I just command you to be free from that vice grip, that form of depression and oppression. Be free right now. Be free right now. Be free. Whatever you're doing here this morning, just keep ministering to him. Keep worshiping him. Just give him adoration. Just give him adoration. It doesn't have to be loud, but from your heart, just worship him. Be caught up with him. Just picture heaven, the throne room, what's going on there. Just join in with heaven. Father, you're worthy. I love you. And as you worship him, he comes and ministers. He comes and ministers. That vice grip is broken off of your brain, your mind, your psyche right now. That vice grip is broken right now. Be free from that depression. Be free from that oppression. Be free from everything that the enemy has sought to take you out. And that spirit of suicide for one person that has tried to take a hold of you, I bind that suicide right now. Those thoughts of ending everything, finishing it off, I bind that right now in the name of Jesus. And whoever you are, I cut you off from that now, right now. And I speak life to you, life to you, life to you, life to you. Life in the name of Jesus. Life instead of death. Hope instead of despair. Father, I thank you for liberty, freedom right now. Whoever that person is, just receive. There's joy, there's joy, there's joy. There's joy that comes in the morning. There was weeping in the night, but there is joy in the morning. Oh, Father, I thank you for that release of joy in that person's life. Joy, joy, joy in that person's life. Joy right now in that person's life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The joy, the liberty, the freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, you're so good, so good, so good. Just your mind. Just surrender your mind afresh to him. You know, the devil wants our minds to be a playground for his negativity and for his rubbish. The devil just wants to play with your head. But the Bible says that we bring every thought captive and we surrender it to the Lordship of Christ. The Bible says that when you know God, you now have the mind of Christ. And so we want to surrender our natural thinking, our natural mind. We're surrendering it afresh, saying, Father, I don't want to live according to my natural thinking. I want to live according to the mind of Christ, the understanding of who you are, the revelation of who you are, the revelation of the truth of who you are. That's what I want to live by. That's what I want my thinking to be determined by, so that all my natural thinking is subject to your mind, your supernatural thinking, so that your mind floods into mine, so that my thoughts are the same as yours. So when I think about myself, I'm flooded with your thoughts and your mind as to how you see me. I'm not flooded with the enemy's thoughts and what he tries to get me to think about myself. Because the enemy, what he does, he points your mind to your emotions. Or he points your mind to a circumstance or to performance. And he tries to say, look at you. You're not meeting the mark. Or look how you feel. All of that stuff. He always tries to get you to look. You're not really forgiven. All that rubbish that he comes with. But what does Jesus do? He says, no, look at me. Set your mind on me. Set your mind on me. Because the Lord knows if we set our minds on ourselves, we all get a bit cheesed off, you know, with ourselves. But he says, no, set your mind on things above. Set your mind on things above. Focus on who I am. When you focus on who I am, your head lifts up. You look up. There's a different countenance. There's hope that rises on the inside because you're seeing who you are in me. You're seeing yourself as a son and a daughter of mine. You're seeing as a brother in Christ with me. You're an heir with me to the Father. And when you look at me, you see all the good things that I've done in your life and who you are. The enemy just loves downward spirals, but God always loves an upward spiral. And so just surrender your mind to the Lordship of His mind, His thinking, His word afresh today. Thank you that I have the mind of Christ, that my mind is not a playground for the enemy. My mind is not a playground for the enemy. Maybe you need to take authority over some lies that the enemy's been trying to pull you down with. Just take that authority that you have right now as a believer. You have authority, especially now this morning as we're surrendering afresh to the Lord. That which you are surrendered to, you can use the authority that you are surrendered to. We're surrendering to who our Father is, who our Lord is, and His authority is mighty, is powerful. And so you can take authority over the lies of the enemy where he's been trying to pull you down, tear you down, say that you're rubbish, you're unworthy, you're no good. Just rise up right now from your spirit and say, no, that is not who I am. I am not rubbish. I am worthy. I am a child of God. I am a son of God or a daughter of God. I have been set free. I am a new creation. I am a child of His. I am a victor. I'm an overcomer. I am not going to live in defeat and despair, and I'm certainly not going to live under the lies of the enemy. So I bind every lie right now, every lie that says I'm something that I'm not. I bind all of that right now. I'm not having it in my life. Just take authority over that. If you need to do that right now, wherever you are. Have an adamancy in your heart and your spirit right now. I'm not going to live under that rubbish. I've had enough. Today is the day where that changes, and I'm coming out from under that lie, that rubbish now, and I'm going to step more fully into my sonship. I'm going to step more fully into who I am in Christ today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy always wants to pull you down. Look at this, look at that. Remind you of the past. Says that's not really forgiven. That's not. And just draw a spiritual line right now in your mind. How many know you've asked God to forgive you for something? But as far as God's concerned, it's gone. He doesn't even remember it. So bringing it back to the Lord says to us, well, I can't remember. It's not here. It's not written down. I can't remember. Sorry. Why? Because he throws our stuff, our sin, as far as the east is from the west. When you ask him to forgive you, he forgives. Clean sheet, wipes it away. It's gone. He doesn't remember. Why does God never remind you of your sin? Because he's forgotten it. He's dealt with it. It's in the past. It's gone. It's finished. There's nothing to remind you of. Because on that sheet of paper, all he writes on that is, you're my son, you're my daughter, you are worthy, you're a new creation, you're an heir with me, you're a victor, you're an overcomer, you're a child of mine, you're precious in my sight. That's what's on his thing. When he looks at you and speaks to you, he says about who you are. He's the lifter of our heads. Just surrender your emotions to him this morning. Holy Spirit, I want you to be the governor, the leader in my life. So I don't want to be led by my emotions in any way, shape or form. I want to be led by you. The Holy Spirit is constant. He never changes. He's not moody. He's constant. He leads us. So just surrender your emotions. Father, I just surrender everything going on in me, my feelings, emotions. I just surrender them afresh to your lordship, to you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I want you to fill me afresh. Would you fill me afresh? Maybe just reach out your hands right now. And as you reach out your hands, like, Holy Spirit, I ask you, would you come upon me afresh right now? Would you come and fill every fiber of my being? Would you just fill everything that belongs to you, this vessel, this earthen jar that has the treasure within? Would you fill me afresh this morning? Would you saturate every fiber of my being so that you leak and ooze out of what belongs to you? As I surrender my will afresh to you, not my will but yours be done. I thank you that you fill me afresh. Fill me afresh this morning, Holy Spirit. God loves to minister to us. He loves to. We've had a lot this year about, come on guys, let's go, let's do this, let's do that. Next year is going to be a year of harvest, a year of going. It's going to be a phenomenal year. But this morning I just felt God was saying that he wants to minister, as we minister to him, he wants to minister, he wants to refresh us. He wants to strengthen every one of us. His breath being breathed afresh into your whole being. Right now, Father, I thank you. I praise your name. I praise your name. Anybody that is on the ministry team, or anybody that was on the prayer team at the encounter weekend, I want you just to come forward now, and I want you to just go and pray for everybody else, and for the Holy Spirit just to breathe a fresh release of the Holy Spirit for every person. But when you pray for them, I want you to lay hands on their head. Don't lay hands on their shoulders. I want you to lay hands on their head. Anybody who's in the ministry team, anybody who was on the prayer team at the encounter weekend last week, any of you guys, just come forward right now. When you pray for somebody, stand in front of them. Don't pray for anybody from behind them. Stand in front of them. Just lay hands on their head. Fresh release of the Holy Spirit. The breath of God afresh. Just as you lay hands, come on, just start praying for people. Just lay hands on their head right now. And you don't have to pray a long prayer, but by faith right now, together, as they lay hands on you, just agree right now, fresh release, fresh release. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you breathe afresh into every person's life right now. Breathe afresh right now. Breathe afresh right now. I thank you for your breath. Just breathing life, breathing life, breathing life afresh, filling, saturating to overflowing. Every one of us is your children. Every one of us, Father. I thank you for that fresh infilling of your life, the life of your Spirit, the life of your Spirit, the life of your Spirit. Fresh infilling right now. If you're being prayed with, just receive. Just a few seconds per person. Doesn't have to be a long time, but just 5-10 seconds. Just receive right now by faith that fresh infilling, fresh infilling, fresh infilling. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy. And as you're receiving right now, it's like that fresh anointing. God's anointing you afresh. There's fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. Fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit right now. That fresh oil that runs down from the head, from the throne, right down into your life. Fresh anointing. That saturating. the oil, the anointing, the life of the Holy Spirit right now. Just filling you afresh, filling you afresh, filling you afresh. Even before somebody prays, you can be receiving where you are. Just receive where you are. Receive where you are right now, that fresh infilling of your spirit. God is speaking to some of you. God's beginning to speak to you about some things in your life, ways He wants to move in you and work in you and lead you forward. Things on His heart, right into your heart today. He's speaking to you. He's just uncovering some things that He wants to begin to speak to you about over these next few weeks, that He wants to begin to offload. You know, God reveals the secret things of His heart to those that really seek Him. People that He can entrust His heart and His will and His purposes to. We want to go beyond just outer courts or even just the holy place. We want to live as holy of holies people. We want to live as throne room people. That's what the cross enabled. The cross enabled us to be throne room people. People who have an intimacy with the Father. People who can know Him intimately, that He knows intimately. And then He begins to reveal the secrets of His heart. He begins to show you the depths of who He is, what's on His heart, things that He's saying, and because He wants to find those who can be entrusted with His heart, with the deep things of God, to then act upon those things, to be carriers of those things into the world and into the circumstances of life. To those He entrusts, there's a release of His life, a release of His life, a release of His life. It's all about His life. Next year is going to be a year full of His life, full of His overflowing life. It's going to be a year of His abundant life being released in us and amongst us and through us. That overflowing life, that everlasting life, that never-ending life. You're going to find His life is just oozing through your life, breaking out through your life. Next year is a year of breakout. Next year, we just speak that into 2018 of being a year of breakout, a year where the Holy Spirit breaks out, His life breaks out. His life is released into the harvest, released into people's lives, through our lives. A year of breakout, a year of God's life breaking out in us, breaking out amongst us, breaking out through us in a new and fresh way. In Horsham and Crawley and Worthing, in the 25-mile radius, in different towns and villages, out beyond that into the nation, a year of breakout. A year of breakout. Pastor Colin and myself and Jane and Simon Coles, we had a couple of days earlier in the week with Jonathan Henner from London, Paul and Kate from Scarborough, and Andrea and Judith, who lead the church down in Taunton. We had 2 days, 24 hours together overnight. And when we, at the beginning, just shared what God had been doing in our respective places over the last few months, we then said, okay, what do you believe God's saying about next year? And all of us had exactly the same phrase, all separately. Everybody said, next year is a year of breakthrough and breakout. It was like we had all heard this exactly the same thing. On Thursday, Friday, whatever day it was, Pastor Andy Elms came up to see Pastor Colin just to meet for an hour and a half, talk and pray together and stuff. And then we just had lunch, and Andy said, I'm amazed. I've just spoken to your dad. And I said to him, what do you believe God's saying about next year? And your dad said, it's going to be a year of breakthrough and breakout. And he was like, that's exactly what God has said to me. He said, next year is going to be a year of kingdom breakout. You know, when God, through the mouth of several witnesses, and none of us have talked to each other, spoken to each other, but God's saying exactly the same thing. Next year, it's about harvest. It's about harvest. It's about harvest. It's very easy to, when we then talk about that a lot, to say, well, what about us? What about the health and the life of the church? I tell you, if we go after the harvest next year, right, we'll be more healthy than we have ever been. If we go after the harvest, the life that gets released, we'll be more healthy than we ever have been. You can't outgive God. And next year is a year of harvest, a year of breakthrough, breakout. We're getting Alpha in place because we together want to do the job together, helping each other see our friends and family members come to know the Lord. We encourage everybody, win the one. Come on, let's go for the one person, couple, family, household. We're also going to do that together. And so you can begin over the next few weeks, just think and pray about who you could invite to Alpha. We're going to do it as a church, kind of in the same way we've invested a lot of time getting freedom in place. We're going to invest time and energy to make sure that Alpha's really in place in the way it needs to. They've done a whole new version of it that's geared to kind of, well, anyways, it's a much better way they've done it. And so we kind of feel that that's going to really work to help us see our friends coming to know Jesus. So we want to join our faith together. We want to invite, so have a think and a prayer over the next few weeks. It's going to start at the beginning of February and run through to May over about a 10-week thing. We're, tonight at the service that we're going to have, tonight our Christmas carol service, as well as, you know, seeing people getting saved tonight, at the end we're showing a short video, minute and a half, about Alpha, and you can take some invitations. People can take and be invited tonight to come in the new year. Why? Because next year is a year of harvest. We must respond to what the Holy Spirit is saying. When we respond to what the Holy Spirit is saying, then we will see what the Holy Spirit says is going to come about and will take place. You know, when we talk about harvest, it's like, wow, that means we've got to give. Absolutely. But the more you give, the more you're going to receive. The more you give, it's just the kingdom principle. There's no way you can give yourself and God is not going to make sure you get more back. It's just the way he works. You know, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents than 99 righteous that don't need to repent. You know, as we see a harvest increasing during next year, there's going to be more joy around here than we've ever known. There's going to be a liberty and freedom in our lives, in those who are coming in. Doesn't matter what congregation, the joy, there's going to be more joy around this place and around our lives. Why? Because there's a harvest that's being reaped. There's lives that are being transformed. Some of you might say, well, I need a few other things sorted out in my own life first before I can, you know, focus on that. Yes, there's always stuff that might need sorting out in our lives here and there and whatever. But I believe as we go, God will do the work in us. As we go, God will do the work in us. Because as you give, you'll receive. As you reach out, you'll receive. It's just the way the kingdom works. So we don't want to keep what we have to ourselves. We want to become generous in sharing what we have. Generous in sharing what we have. The abundance of who he is. Father, we praise your name. We exalt your name. Let's just take a moment to continue to minister to the Lord. We're going to do that as we give in the offering. So if you want to just get your tithes and offerings ready. This is actually, when we give to the Lord, it's part of ministering to him. It's not just a transaction of money that goes from your account or my account into the church bank account. Well, I've done that bit or whatever. Actually, God has set in place tithes and offerings because he knows the effect that finance can have on our lives. There's something called the spirit of mammon that when it has a hold of us, it's very difficult to give. It's difficult to release and let go. But money in and of itself is just a tool to purchase things. It's just something physical that we can give. But it's amazing how it can get an attachment, a grip in people's lives. It suddenly has a value in the way that God never intended it to have a value. But that when we put value on money in the sense of it owns us, that's when the spirit of mammon has got a hold of us and we end up, that becomes more of a grip than the grip of God on our lives. And God knows that when we tithe, we're basically saying the first fruits of our lives belong to you, Father. The first of what I've been blessed with belongs to you. It's yours. It's not mine to decide what happens to it. I bring that into the storehouse, into the body that I'm part of. And then offerings are things we do on top, saying, I want to be abundant in my giving. That might be into the church. It could be to other people, into another area of ministry that is affecting lives or whatever. So let's take a few moments. Let's minister to the Lord as we just give. We're going to sing. But let's stand together as we give, shall we? Let's stand. Lift all of the people on these prayer request cards, the blue cards that we have every week, where people put requests, things they believe in God to do and see happen in their lives. Let's just agree. There's people that need healing. There's some relationships that need restoring. There's some other practical things to do with work. So let's just lift these to the Lord. Father, we just give you every person, every situation right now that needs your hand at work in it. Father, we thank you for jobs. We thank you for that practical provision in those people's lives where they need a job. Father, I thank you this week, even though it's running up to Christmas and might not be in the natural the time that somebody would be offered a job or given a job for the new year. Father, we thank you that you just work miracles this week and that the job that they get will be better than they've been asking or imagining, both in terms of what the work is and also the salary that comes with that. That they'll be blessed and go, wow, look what God has done. So, Father, I thank you for your provision. In the healing area, Father, I just thank you for your healing being released into bodies now, into lives now. Those that are not here, when you go, if you put a request in, maybe go and lay hands on them. Go and pray for them today. If you're gonna, when you see them next, say, hey, can I just pray for you so that God can bring his healing grace into your life? So we just speak healing into these lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God a shout of praise this morning. Let's thank him for who he is today. Father, we praise you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.